Hi, so this is actually episode one of Fragmentum, my new microcast. So one of the reasons I started this microcast was, well, I really like podcasting, and as you know, I've got a slightly longer podcast, and I also really like Twitter, but I've been using recently micro.blog as a new platform for short tweet-sized blogging, but also slightly longer blogging. So it's a really great new platform built by Manton Rees, and I'd recommend anyone check it out. And on joining that platform, a lot of people there are creating microcasts. So they are short, you know, no longer than sort of like 5 to 7 minutes of just general info and things that are of interest to them. So I like the format, and hopefully, as you know, I've had a podcast for a long time, but I haven't done as many episodes as I'd like to within the time. So this might be a nice way. So in this little microcast, I just wanted to, one, mention microblog, and also to, you know, join up, check it out, see what's going on there. It's a real great way of sort of the indie web coming back. And for those of you who maybe don't know about that, that's again something for you to check out. Now, this week I've been up to lots of various things. I've been at a UCAS fair in the United Kingdom, which is like effectively a trade fair for students interested in studying art and design. So that was really interesting. Met a lot of prospective students who are studying like various different courses who want to progress onto a university games course, a games design art course that I run at Winchester School of Art. So that has kept me pretty busy. But one of the things related to that is I've been looking at a game engine called the Godot, I think it's actually pronounced Godot engine, which is an open source engine, and it's godot.org is where you can download it. And I've been looking at version 3, which is the latest one that's about to come out. It looks like a fantastic games engine. It's open source. It has what looks like an amazing animator. I managed to get a little game up and running in next to no time. And here on the Games Design Art course, we predominantly use Unity as our engine of choice, although we're very software agnostic. But we've sort of been moving towards an open source ethos, which is something I'm very keenly interested in. And we've sort of installed and ensured that things like Blender, which is a 3D open source tool, is there in place. And we're going to use that as our main teaching tool actually this semester over Maya or 3DS Studio Max. And Godot looks like it could be an engine that could also fit into that. So I'm really interested in how we might apply open source technology direct into teaching, especially when what we're really interested in here is teaching transferable skills. So skills that are not locked to a specific piece of software, but allow you to apply understanding of a game engine or understanding of a 3D modeling piece of software. So I'd recommend you check that out. The community is fantastic. I found the Discord channel, and they are really positive, lots of commentary, and they're trying to work with more and more teachers. So yes, godotengine.org for the stable version 2.1, but if you want to get the nightly version 3, I would definitely check that out. I managed to knock up a fun game in a couple of hours, and I think it's a super powerful tool and could be really interesting if you're interested in making games. So that's the microcast for today. And, you know, listen in. I'm hoping to do more of these in regular format. I'm going to use Aaron's theme tune. So I'll link through to that on my blog as I'm waiting for a little theme tune to be created. I was a little bit nervous doing this one because a few people on microblog seem to have already signed up and subscribed to my microcast. So hopefully it's a good start. Basic info. And something for you guys to look at if you're interested in making games.